This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship he'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
What's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Hello? You have me?
There. Yeah, there you are.
It's my headphones again. I felt your indignation just now. Bulldogs over here like, oh, I really could use a Sabres game. I don't even like the games on the schedule. These bowl games are a joke. Like, what should I watch? I'm like, well, there's a 9 o'clock draw in the curling slam tonight from Saskatoon. You could just watch that for free. Good stuff. Schuster and Gushue. It's fun to say those names together.
There's a couple things here. I'm not going to start watching a sporting event that I'm not going to see through that begins at 9 o'clock. So that's one thing. I'm also shook by yesterday's incident that we just sort of blew past where you said Michael Badgley and put your hands up in the air. And the first thing I did was look in the chat on the YouTube feed and see someone had said Michael Badgley. And I thought it was a curling thing. Like, I'd forgotten that you had mentioned this guy. I'd forgotten that he was a kicker, basically. And so you're so curling intensive.
Yes.
That when that happened yesterday, I thought, and what I said to you was, you have a friend in the chat that's also watching the curling. And it couldn't have been farther from what was going on. So the two things that are against me on the curling.
I'm Team Badgley. Because this was the first name I thought of when you had the Prater news when Ross was on.
Right.
Wasn't that during Ross?
Yeah.
Or Eric?
It was Eric.
Eric, because it was on Monday. Coach speaks on Monday.
Yep.
He said Prater would be out.
Yep.
Schuster and Gushue, a couple of legends of the game. Schuster did not make the Olympic team. Young man Casper did. He's in this tournament, too. Brad Gushue playing it out his last year. The legend. If you want it, rockchannel.com is all the matches.
How lucrative a life is being like
the
top curling, like this Gushue, if he's near the end, like is he
set for life? No.
No? Okay.
But there's endorsements.
There's commentary potential maybe, right? Like there's a career in it to continue even though you're not playing anymore.
I think it's good money if you win a lot. But it's expensive to travel and I don't know. I've always wondered that. You never. It's the kind of thing that never gets mentioned.
There's no salary cap that you know of in curling. I don't know how any of that works.
I think some tournaments have like guaranteed money, like golf.
Right.
Maybe does now where you get money for competing.
Mm-hmm.
They get you there, but then you have to win to make it really lucrative.
Right.
I don't know. I wonder about that a lot because they're always traveling, and it doesn't seem like there's that much money to be won? Where does it come from? I mean, there's a TV deal.
Right.
There's
sponsors.
In-house, and, but some of these tournaments are not that well attended.
Uh-huh.
So where would it all come from? I don't know. I should find out because I'm that interested in it. So the one thing I left hanging on last night's Penguins-Oilers game was now Oilers goalie Tristan Jarry traded from Pittsburgh, returning to Pittsburgh against a player, by the way, he was traded for, Stuart Skinner, who plays for the Penguins now.
Right.
And anything about tribute videos. So it didn't come up on the show yesterday. Did you see any talk about this yesterday?
I did not.
A couple of Penguins reporters tweeted how the Penguins will not be doing a video for Tristan Jarry, the third highest games played goalie in Penguins history, got there, because they have a policy, which is that they only do tribute videos for players or personnel who won a Stanley Cup there.
Wow.
And, you know,
that's a standard.
That is a standard.
I appreciate a good standard.
And he hadn't. So they were not, it was being discussed yesterday how they would not be doing a tribute video for him for this reason. They did, though. He did get one. So I don't know whether it was really short, but I saw a video of him raising his hand to the crowd, you know, thanking the crowd during the game. Probably was during a stoppage.
Right. That's usually where
an idea, though.
That's usually where they do those. Right. Get them all teary-eyed while the game is going on.
Run the tribute video for the other team's goalie when the puck is in his end.
What I thought you were going to say there, they have a policy of not doing it when someone is moved in season. Or maybe the guy will get one the following year kind of thing. But if you leave in an off season, that's fine. But in season is different. I don't know why that would be.
I love this topic. This is one where I think you could have a lot of fun just imagining and coming up with serious rules when it comes to the tribute video. I've loved joking with Paul over the years, random Sabres players, and they're kind of all random at this point over the last decade, just coming back. Does anybody just get a video? You know, it's kind of a joke to me. Here would be my policy, I think. Although we'd have to have meetings and maybe I would get overruled because it's not fan friendly enough.
All right.
If I'm running the Sabres, I can't have a policy that you had to have won a cup here. I can't have that.
No one
ever has.
I would never have a tribute video.
I would never have one.
Maybe, you know, fine. I don't know. But, yeah, okay. Yeah, so you're not going to have that. I wonder if the reporting on that is accurate. That seems insane to me.
Well, no, multiple people said it.
Wow.
Rob Rossi.
Yeah,
you know
right.
That name?
Yeah.
He said, not on the beat anymore, but it's been their policy for years.
Wow.
Only videos for players' personnel who won a cup there. But they did it.
Yeah.
So it seems like they broke this policy.
Yeah.
Here would be mine. We'd have a meeting. All the important stuff has already been figured out in the meeting. Last thing, guys. I'm proposing this to be the new policy when it comes to tribute videos. And it's a little bit subjective. We might have to have a board who would just deal in this area. I don't want one for anybody that you wouldn't expect most fans to stand for. Like, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
Because this comes from, where my head would be at as a fan. Guys who were okay. Team didn't really win. That's part of it. Sorry. Nothing personal.
Right.
We had Bills players in the drought years. I was on the Wall of Fame. I don't know why I'm not anymore. I don't even have one anymore. But I was on that Wall of Fame committee for a while. And we heard about players from maybe the early drought years. One in particular who was reported to have said to some executive, why would they want me back? We didn't win at all. I respect that.
Right.
So if I'm a fan, I really don't care for this ever unless it's somebody that's it's important to me not only to be there for this game because of this player returning, but that I might want the opportunity to stand and applaud him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's not very many guys.
Right, but it is a threshold of importance that you can achieve without putting a championship designation on it, I would, which you can't do.
I would never have wanted a tribute video for Jack Eichel. What are we thanking him for? That's really, it's like a gesture of appreciation. Here's 50, you give him $50 million, and the team went completely in the tank, ended in controversy. Did they do one? Probably. I was at the game. I was at his first two games back. The Sabres won the first one. He whined about something, and then he had a hat trick the next year.
Yeah.
Sound right?
Yes.
So I don't have any, I mean, I don't care. I don't need a tribute video for him. What am I thanking him for? It blew up.
Right.
It was a disaster. It's not all your fault, but I harbor no good memories of any of it after he was drafted. You know, it just never worked.
I hated the run-up to the draft as well. So, like, none of it is good
for
me.
Okay.
The only reason you're doing it is to avoid being criticized for not. Right? So you don't want to be accused of being so petty. Although, I don't know, picking a fight about treatment. Although, you know, the Sabres were on the wrong side of that, in my objective opinion. I think it's been proven to be the right side. He's been fine. He's been playing ever since he left. He had the surgery he wanted, and he has barely missed any time. But you just don't want to look like you're small. And that's, what is that? That's for future players. You know, It's just to keep the peace, I think, basically.
Oh, man.
That's why you do it.
Well, that's a fair point. But, I mean, put me in charge of taking that question.
Uh-huh.
It has nothing to do with small or big. It's pointless. Like, who cares? I just don't care enough about this to even address it. Next, anybody else have a question about something else? Like, just... I guess maybe at some point the question can be about what is on the screen instead. Like, what's so important that you're doing? I mean, the promotions are, like, incredible.
Yeah.
They have been almost since the scoreboard ever became a thing in the arena. Like, you just can't believe them sometimes. I don't know that I need something else up there instead of a tribute video for, you know, Chris Butler.
Chris Butler, there's a name. I was over here trying to think of the right name, and that's pretty damn close.
Did he probably get one?
I don't know.
How many games? Is there actually anything in writing that decides it? Or does just maybe even the general manager, does somebody just choose? This player is worth it, that player's not.
Well, I know, see, the reason I'm getting to the you just do it to keep the peace point is because... When Pominville came back, it was a thing that Darcy didn't want one. And it was known. I think it became known. Paul told me. He knew. He knew the person, I believe. I don't want to get Paul in any hot water. I think knew the person that Darcy told, like, we're not doing that. And
out of spite?
Yeah.
For what?
I don't know.
Who doesn't like Jason Pominville?
I don't know. That's the right guy, I think. Does this ring a bell with you at all?
No. I remember going to a game on opening night where he was back on the Sabres.
Yeah.
But not anything about when he went to Minnesota.
And I want to Google now because I
of all players to not
like, I know.
Like.
Right. That was the point.
Maybe he said something.
Like Darcy just felt like, you know, we're not doing well and it's embarrassing and I don't want attention called to the fact that I traded this guy away or
okay.
what. I don't know.
That could be
there was a
fair
thing
too.
That, if it's not him, it was somebody else that is also of that sort of stature. Like that,
Vanek.
It was like a guy that everybody really liked a lot, loved even. And what are we doing here? Boy, I think that's it.
Okay.
I hope I'm right.
Well, I don't know if I'm right where Darcy would have been in that example, but
right.
I can respect it. What? Just why do we need this? If it really is a thing, there's so many people there that they would have all kinds of different attitudes about it. If it really is a thing that is going to take your mind during a game that you bought a ticket for. You're there to presumably root for the Sabres. If it takes your mind to a different place where you start to feel bad about how long it's been since they've been good, and here's a guy that was with us when we were last good, and now he's not, and that was our decision, I understand that. I don't know if I need to do that. Now, there's just nobody that has ever won anything, even been to the, how many guys are in the league that have even been to the playoffs with the Sabres? It's got to be like less than five, right? Myers.
I mean, oh, is he gosh. Still playing? Sneaky Joe is the one for this list.
Yes, he is.
He's always the clearinghouse for this subject. He's always posting nuggets like that, like how many guys he'd are know, active that played in the last playoff game and whatever, that kind of thing.
Right. He'd know right away.
Yeah.
Is Tyler Myers still playing?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, hardly anybody.
I'm not getting anywhere Googling Palmaville because they did a video for him when he played 1,000 games okay. and when he was back here and all that. So I can't.
Does Craig Revet still play? He was on the Sabres the last year they were in the playoffs.
I believe he's been in media for a while now, Craig.
You can't do both? Right. No, I mean, more actual NHL general managers are there than guys who've been,
right.
who played for anybody in the league in 2011 almost. Like it's, I mean, it's not quite that, but. I don't know. I am, do I need to say it? Who am I as a fan? I am there for the hockey game. I find most of what's going on the scoreboard annoying. Mm-hmm. I don't like the trap of even looking at the scoreboard when the puck is in motion because I want to be looking at the ice. And if I'm sitting 200 level or higher, you almost can't even, you can't even refuse the scoreboard. It feels like they just make bigger and bigger and louder and louder. And as I get older and older, I just want less and less of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care what you do up there. I mean, that's I'm not the fan that is going to see a tribute video for, you know, Grignani.
Right. It's really interesting to me that the Penguins broke
tribute.
That policy for Tristan Jarry because he mostly it was viewed as an overpaid underachiever.
It's what you said then.
Right. Like what are we doing with that for him? Like of all guys to break that policy for, he was on waivers last year. Like they couldn't give him away. Literally could not give him away.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, because of the contract now, he's playing a little better this year, and I appreciate Edmonton's position. Like, we got to do something. McDavid only gave us two more years. Like, we got to make a move. So even if this is the Spider-Man meme, you know, whatever, you know, this guy might be trending up. We already know what Skinner can give us, and so we got to do something. Goalies with 915 save percentages aren't on the trade market, so let's try this guy. But in Pittsburgh, I wonder how it went over. You know, there's always the fans that just love everybody that's on the team, and like I respect that. Like, you don't hold a grudge, right? But a lot of fans do. Like, a lot of fans look at Jarry and just think, I've had Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin and Letang and whatever still somewhat in their prime.
I can't even get to the playoffs anymore.
And he couldn't do it. Like, I'm supposed to stand and clap for you now? Because you're playing for Edmonton?
Yeah. Well,
that's tough.
This is where my, I think, relative lack of compassion or whatever the word is comes to the surface, because tribute, you want to, you think you're worthy of a tribute video? We gave you money,
right?
That was your, that was our way of expressing thanks to you, was right. millions of dollars in money.
That's what the money's for.
That's right. What the money's for.
Right.
You know, I'm thinking of Joe and Sam too. When we talk about this, they're down to two shows left. Our good friends, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Paniadovich, tomorrow and Friday is it. And they've known it for almost 2 months. And they've made no secret about the situation and their displeasure and, you know, their frustrations. I mean, it's real. It's, it happens to people. What does... We all want our bosses, our company, to do more for us, right? Like, we all want that. On some level, very few people would not be, like, at least a little bit of mm-hmm. that mind, where, like, where's respect or thanks or more money, like, whatever it is that yep. we think we deserve sometimes. We always want that, but it's almost, you know, you it seems like a lot of wasted energy to folk, not when you're in their position. I don't mean them.
Right. Because
they're going to be out. But just sort of to dwell on that, I guess I want to say. Instead, you want to be, I'm not trying to make this point about them. I sympathize with them very much. I like them both. So do you very much. They've given us a lot of their time. But if you watch every day like I do, you're watching them sort of come to this sort of mm-hmm. reality. And Joe has often said, like, I've been here 24 years. I mean,
it's
Joe's
tough.
Had a lot of
It'd
different partners
yeah,
and
right.
been with this is our company too, Odyssey.
Yeah, I would hate to even think about being in a position. I mean, we talked about this when it first happened, when it was known that they were going to get like 2 months to go to the end. Like, that's not usually how this works. You know, like one of us someday may get dumped. And there will not be a going away party, like unless I retire or you or whatever. That's different. Like Howard got that, but that's retirement. That's different. Like if they decide to make the bottom line, the suits look and go, who's this guy with that salary and this guy next? Somebody's got to go, and like you're the one taken out back. You don't get a swan song, And I can imagine what I would be like in the position that Joe and Sam have been in. Like, I think I would be struggling mightily mm-hmm. to not have it come across as like bitter and like, I'm not watching their show. So I'm not saying that's how they are or coming across. I myself would have a very hard time.
Howard retired. He was in here yesterday.
It would be best for me to be just, hey, you're fired. Goodbye. That's it. I don't get a victory lap. I don't get anything.
The last time I quit a job, I had an hour to pack up all my stuff.
I think Howard, yeah, he might work harder than me still. And he's retired from here.
Okay. Handshake. Get your things.
Right.
You don't work here anymore. Turn in your badge.
Right.
That's it.
Yep.
It wasn't a badge, but a key or something.
Key fob.
Something. With us earlier today on Sunday's Bills-Browns matchup, more so on the Browns, of course, because he's a reporter from Cleveland, Daryl Ryder from The Fan there. We'll have that conversation for you next. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.